This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 494 for Monday, July 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher on Monday, although resistance did hold to the upside. Canola was 30 cents to a dollar higher, November up 50 cents at $488.20 per ton. That November contract had neared $490 in early activity, marking its best level since January. But the futures did run into resistance at the highs, backing away. Losses in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar did pressure crush margins, weighing on prices. Weather conditions do remain mixed across Western Canada, providing some underlying support. Soybeans in Chicago, they are firmer on the day, November up half a cent at 8.99 and three quarters. Solid export demand and optimism over more purchases from China provided a bit of support, but heightened tensions between the U.S. and China did also keep some caution in the market. The USDA announced private export sales of 250,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico and 132,000 tons to China this morning. Solid gains in soy meal were supportive for beans in general, but soy oil was down on the day. Traders continue to try and get a clearer picture on weather conditions across the Midwest, with mixed forecasts likely helping crop ratings in some areas while cutting into production prospects in others. Corn futures, they posted small losses today, taking some direction from wheat. The September corn contract down a penny at $3.25 per bushel. Relatively benign weather conditions across the Corn Belt weighed a bit on values, but record high corn prices in China due to tight supplies there were supportive. A slower than normal pace to Brazil's corn harvest also underpinned the futures. Wheat futures ended down across the board as traders took back Friday's advances. Chicago wheat down 11 cents in the September contract at $5.27 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents at $4.39 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the September contract at $5.08 per bushel. Rising production estimates out of Russia accounted for some of the selling pressure in wheat, with that country's crop now pegged at 78 million tons. That's up 1.5 million from an earlier estimate. But on the other side, declining production estimates out of Europe were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.